The Homeland Security Department's proposal to use repairmen and cable guys to gather information on possible terrorists in the homes they service may have died a bureaucratic death in Washington, but an initiative in Orange County, Florida, is giving the idea a second life locally. The Orange-Osceola State Attorney's Office has teamed up with the Orange County Sheriff's Office to launch the Citizen Awareness Program, or CAPS. Under the plan, workers who routinely enter homes, such as firefighters and exterminators, would be trained to identify and report any signs of terrorist activity, child pornography, or drug trafficking that they might encounter while doing their jobs. An estimated 5,000 brochures have already been printed, and the protests are gearing up, too. Brian Baskin is a reporter covering the story for the Orlando Sentinel. He joins us now by phone from Orlando, Florida. Brian, what exactly does this program entail?
Well, like you said, it will involve the Sheriff's Office Intelligence Unit training ordinary citizens. They want to start with fire and rescue workers and then maybe move on to utility workers to, while they're doing their jobs in people's homes, look for signs of terrorism, drug trafficking, and child pornography, and then they'll be encouraged to report it to the Sheriff's Office Intelligence Unit for analysis.
Brian Baskin is a reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Brian, is this exclusively a local effort, or is it in any way connected to the Federal Homeland Security Office?
It's not connected in any way. This is pretty much the brainchild of the state attorney, Lawson Lamar, and the sheriff's office, here.
What are some of the concerns that are being raised with regard to this program?
Well, some consider this an invasion of privacy. The sheriff's office claims they've taken a lot of precautions to make sure that these people who are trained are not exceeding their job and performing an actual search for the police, but people still claim that looking around for the police would constitute an illegal search. And then several Arab American advocacy groups, both in Florida and nationally, have complained that some of the language of the Citizen Awareness Program could constitute racial profiling.
You have a brochure with you. Can you read some of the warning signs on it?
Sure. Well, the one that's caused the most controversy so far is one of the warning signs of international terrorism, and that reads, multiple adult males living together, usually of Middle Eastern appearance and between the ages of 18 and 45 with little or no furnishings. That's together with some other warnings for terrorism, like no apparent means of income and often pays bills in cash, or unusual amounts of household chemicals or fertilizer, along with wiring or pipe materials that could be used to construct explosive devices. And then for child pornography, for example, there's a sign as large collection of untitled videotapes or tapes with sexually explicit titles, or tape, rope, handcuffs, or wire usually kept in a garage that may be hidden in a closet.
Now, what if one of these people who gets one of these brochures and is trained to do this reports someone or a group of people, what chain of events is that person then setting off? Do you know? Where does it go? What happens?
Well, all of the information will go to the Sheriff's Office Intelligence Unit, and then it will be analyzed there by trained intelligence officers with the Sheriff's Office. And that's how they claim that if false material does get through to them, it'll be screened out there, so innocent people supposedly won't be persecuted.
And is that essentially how the people who are in charge of the program are responding to the concerns that have been raised, saying that, well, no, we're going to handle it with this method?
Pretty much. They're saying any bad information would be screened out.
Have they given any indication of how exactly it would be screened out? Or?
All that I've heard from Lawson Lamar is basically that they're trained to recognize bad information versus good information, and then groups that oppose this program have been saying that in the past, innocent Arab Americans have been detained over false information through people acting in programs like this.
Now, I know you've talked with some local businesses to see if they would be willing to participate in this program, and what are they telling you?
Well, what I found is that a lot of big businesses down here already have programs like this internally. For example, utility workers are trained to note anything suspicious when they're out on the job, as well as signs of that people might be in danger. And then Florida Cable, which is a cable and internet company down here, are trained when they're installing DSL cable modems to recognize signs of child pornography on people's computers. Nobody's actually told me, yes, we'd love to do this. They've all said, we'll have to take another look at it, and some have outright said they're not interested at all.
Have you heard of any cases where someone actually has triggered an investigation based on information they've picked up while on the job?
Well, again, utility workers and cable operators, I know Florida Cable did say it has happened a few times that they've seen, you know, signs of child pornography or something else illegal on somebody's computer when they're installing a cable modem. So it has happened before. I'm not sure what would happen if someone was trained in a program like this who was an exterminator or some other job.
So there's no indication on the part of the authorities there that despite these protests or the concerns that are being raised that they're going to back off from this, they're going to proceed?
No, the state attorney was adamant that he wants to proceed as he planned with the program.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Brian.
Sure. Thank you.
Brian Baskin is a reporter with the Orlando Sentinel, and he joined us today from his office in Orlando. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.